Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
A man should turn his full attention to this throne of mercy, that is Christ himself, and should gaze at him hanging on the cross, full of faith, hope, and charity, devoted, full of wonder and joy, marked by gratitude, and open to praise and jubilation. These are the words of Saint Bonaventure, our saint whom we celebrate today at Holy Mass. Words that remind us of the whole purpose of our living out the Catholic faith, that is, to look upon Christ and Him crucified. To look upon Christ with the subtle imagination of our minds and with our desires and understanding, to want Him and to want to be near Him, but also to look upon Him with our very eyes, look upon the crucifix. Our saint continues, "Through the branches of the cross, you will pass over the Red Sea, leaving Egypt and entering the desert. There you will taste the hidden manna and rest with Christ in the sepulchre as if you were dead to things outside. You will experience as much as is possible for one who is still living what was promised to the thief who hung beside Christ. Today you will be with me in paradise." By the simple glance at Christ on the cross, a glance made with all that we are immediately swept on into the throes of eternal realities, hearing and participating in all the timeless acts of God's merciful love toward His people. When we look upon Christ crucified with the intensity of our God-given charity and let His mercy be made real for us in the outpouring of that precious blood from His most sacred side, we are made one with Christ, united perfectly to that mystical and true body. We become, in a sense, other Christs, living and loving in the world. Of all the things that have been accomplished here at summer camp this past week, the first week of our season, we have been striving first and foremost for this one reality: to become other Christs. Campers, young and old, you have had, without a doubt, much fun this week. And I take as my measure for that declamation that you enjoyed bingo with the volume with which you did. It's an amazing reality, the fun that you had this week. Good old-fashioned, hard-working fun. Hiking, basketball, stink bug hunt and race, tarantula hunting, battle frisbee, nation ball, campfire, capture the flag, water wars. But all the while, whether you knew it or not, behind the scenes there was a power at work fashioning an infinite world within your souls, carving out bad habits and building up grace-filled virtues, transforming your simple everyday actions into eternally meritorious deeds, working you into little Christs. And all because you did all of this in the context of the daily reception of the sacraments, the daily rosary, confession, catechism, blessings, nighttime prayers. Because you continued your play in the shadow of the monastery, the shadow of his monastery. That is, wherever you turned this week, there was the image of Christ hung on the cross, by which, like peering through a lens, you could find him in all that you did. Therefore, never stop looking for Christ when you are having fun. Floaters and junior counselors, you have worked hard this week and greatly helped us in running the camp. I thank you. You have participated in the apostolic work of the seminarians of our abbey, for which our good Lord will generously reward you. You have not merely looked upon Christ crucified, but you have also lifted high above your heads the wooden beam of the cross by your own selfless actions of service to the campers, to the seminarians, and to the whole camp. But know that it is your duty now to carry with you outside of camp whatever goodness Christ has given you here this week. As you launch out into your own young manhood, be aware that the choices you make in the next 10 months will set the foundation for the next 10 years of the kind of man you will become. So lift high the banner of Christ's victory and be a man. Parents, your task is perhaps the most demanding of all. You work for the upbuilding of these little ones, not merely for a week or 5 weeks, but for the whole of your life. You must not slack in your daily efforts to place your children at the foot of the cross. You must not lessen your love with which you pick up your children and hasten along the way to heaven, nor separate your Catholic life from your daily life. You must not stop falling in love with Christ yourself, by which your own heart will be transformed into the image of Christ for your children. Pray a rosary with your boys. Pray before you go to bed. Take them to confession. Bring them to Mass every day. Read about the lives of the saints with them. Pray grace before meals, even when out in a restaurant. Do every sort of fun thing you can with them, but do it in the shadow of the loving cross of Christ. And know that the words of Christ from today's gospel will be said of you: "Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father." My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the entire project of our spiritual life is not about finding the time to be and do holy Catholic things. It is about doing all of the necessary things of life, one of which might very well be playing a game of Nation Ball or screaming out your favorite cheer at campfire, doing everything in a holy and Catholic way. That is, finding Christ or putting Christ in everything that we do. If we can do this, then we shall hear at every turn of the day the words of Christ, as Saint Bonaventure reminds us, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.